KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska Marine pilot Captain Pete Garay was finally recognized yesterday by the Alaska State Legislature. Garay was aboard the Russian tanker the Renda last winter when the ship and the U.S. icebreaker Healy successfully delivered 1.3 million gallons of petroleum product to Bonanza Fuel when Nome was thought of as locked in by sea ice. Garay explains that when foreign ships are in state waters anywhere 3 miles off the coastline, an Alaska Marine pilot must be aboard that vessel to be sure state requirements are met, among other duties required by a local Marine pilot.
My role eventually morphed into becoming, if you will, a de facto navigator and the principal liaison in communicating between the two ships, between the Bridge of the Renda and the Healy. And then vice versa, expressing back to the Healy officers what was going on the Bridge of the Renda and how the captain of the Renda was seeing it. And oftentimes those two perspectives were opposite or different.
So in the 10 days on the Russian ship, working with a Russian crew and a Russian captain, his job was trying to convey what the Healy expected and the Healy wanted to do and vice versa. Almost a year later, Garay looks back and explains one particular night that was kind of a turning point for him. The ships had a particularly rough day, the fourth or fifth day into the ice, and the Renda and the Healy had gone backwards 17 miles.
The captain and the translator and the crew were all feeling pretty hangdog and not too positive, and I was a little worried. We're stuck in this tanker, and it's full of petroleum product, and going through my head are all the what-ifs. This thing continues to go bad. But then I really focused on, well, I'm going to do my best. That's all I can do. And I was a whole new mindset when I came to the conclusion that that's all anybody can do. And if you do your best at the end of the day, it's hard to find, you know, a fault.
So instead of giving up, he thought, well, maybe tomorrow it'll go better.
And you know what? The next day it did go a little better. And it went a little better and a little better. But that was kind of the point of critical mass, if you will.
And today, Alaska finds itself in a critical point in drafting Arctic policy. Since the midwinter fuel delivery, Captain Garay has been appointed to the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission. He said the U.S. has to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty, and he said the country needs to build more icebreakers.
Our country is way behind many of the others. They're racing to the riches, if you will. And it's frustrating to think that in 10 years from now, if our government doesn't build some new icebreakers, to think that Russians and Canadians, and for that matter Chinese, will be providing this service, whether it's a commercial escort or emergency services and such.
Garay was honored yesterday by the Alaska State Legislature in Homer for his leadership last January on the Russian tanker, the Renda. To hear more from Captain Garay, his roles, challenges during the 10-day trip, and how his mindset on Arctic shipping has changed, tune in to Profiles after this newscast and the weather, and also the 6 p.m. weather. And the U.S. Coast Guard has reinstated the cutter Polar Star. According to Homeland Security Today, the Coast Guard icebreaker was reactivated last week after 4 years and $56 million of repair in Seattle. Operations for the 34-year-old icebreaker include clearing ice, helping in search and rescue situations, and cargo transportation. The Polar Star will be tested next year before officially being put back into use. And the University of Alaska Fairbanks has won a $1.9 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education to support Alaska Native Language programs. The money will fund a 3-year project to boost computer-assisted language learning programs and graduate education for teachers. The CALL project, as the effort is known, aims to support Native language programs in rural Alaska by graduating more Alaska Natives with doctoral and master's degrees. UAF officials say participating students will join groups, including a faculty member, Alaska Native doctoral student, and master's students, to work on improving the teaching of Native languages and students who speak English as a second language. The program aims to help master's degree students become certified teachers who work in such fields as bilingual programs. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell has certified a proposed ballot initiative that would require legislative approval for a large-scale mine in the Bristol Bay region. Supporters of the Bristol Bay Forever proposal will have up to a year to gather the required signatures in hopes of getting the measure on the 2014 ballot. Treadwell certified the proposal on the recommendation of Attorney General Michael Garrity. Garrity's office said some provisions may give rise to constitutional concerns, but said those were insufficient to bar certification. The proposal would require legislative approval for a large-scale mine that would extract minerals, including gold and copper, from sulfide-bearing rock and directly disturb at least 640 acres of land. The proposal doesn't specifically name the Pebble Mine project, but would almost certainly have implications for it. And U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski bid farewell to her colleague and friend, the retiring Senator Daniel Akaka of Hawaii. In a speech from the U.S. Senate floor yesterday, Murkowski said she wanted to tell Akaka mahalo from the bottom of her heart. Mahalo is a Hawaiian word that means thank you. Murkowski, a Republican, praised Akaka's willingness to work across party lines. She said his bipartisan approach and willingness to work towards success will be missed by her and many of their Senate colleagues. Akaka, a Democrat, is retiring after 22 years in the Senate. And another sled dog race has succumbed to poor weather. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports the Two Rivers Dog Mushers Association announced the cancellation of this weekend's Solstice 100. The annual race was set to start Saturday from the Pleasant Valley store in Two Rivers, just outside of Fairbanks. Race organizers say despite last week's heavy snowfall, the trail has not yet been broken or groomed. A deep cold snap is keeping trail breakers off their snow machines and dog sleds. The race organization has tentatively rescheduled the race for January 12th. And a look at the price of gold. Up $9.30 an ounce to $1,657.50. An ounce of silver's up 13 cents to $30.15. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected to arrive in Nome at 9:07 and depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 12 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.